The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Here we go. Yeah, and this is Eric. Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Just a little note, I didn't know if the recorder was going, and it started going on me. So, we are brought to you by and sponsored by Dr. William Wong. That's www.docsprefer.com. Also, to unleash your strength or relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Primal Creations at AOL.com. Facebook, STEPHEN, period. SANTANGELO, period. 75. That's Steven Santangelo. He's on here every month with us. Great guy. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to tell everybody about some of the stuff I'm using of his with my garden. And we've got Bill Hinburn on today. And I was telling Bill, my plants are bigger now than I've ever seen them. And I'm going to get into some of the stuff he's got me doing with it. But we'll talk about that at another time. Also, too, did I talk about the Bull Moose Bar? No, I didn't. Roger LaPointe, who's a regular on here every month, is running a special right now on their Bull Moose Rotating Thick Bar. Now, this bar is normally $329. It's $269, and he's running the special to June 13th of this month. Now, I'm just going to give you a couple dimensions on it. The length is 84 7/16. It's 58 pounds. I've got one here. I don't endorse anything that's good. This is it's a spectacular bar, let me tell you. It's crafted beautifully. And having that rotation is awesome, especially if you had bicep injuries like I've had the tear. Sometimes an Apollon axle that doesn't revolve does bother that arm a little bit at times. This thing here, now I don't have to worry about any of that. I still use both bars, but I've been really going bananas on this, and I'm going to let you know more and more of it as I keep going. So go out to AtomicAthletic.com. Tell Roger Motivation and Muscle sent you. Also, too, Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle, free download. It's an ebook. It's 10 paragraphs. Make you think, commit, take action. Strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. Order those up. I swear to you, you'll change your life forever, only for the best. And the nice thing about it, you can get in touch with me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and I'll help you out. And, you know, this is a side note. I was contacted by a person that went out to our site today that is the chief editor, and I'll even give you the name. I'm not getting anything for it, but anybody that it could help them out, I'm more than happy to. Wellbeingsecrets.com. The woman notified me. I got to talk to her. We might be running a big article about weight loss for them. And she's definitely giving me incentive to really want to work with her. So that's what I'm saying. We are making strides in everything with everyone. If they're not seeking me out, I'm seeking them out, or there's someone that who's affiliated with the show that might give a name or an introduction, I take it from there. It's a great way to do things. It's a great way to keep spreading the word of everybody, and that's what we're all here for. Well, today we got you know, everybody knows my feeling on Bill Hinburn. He's a mentor of mine, and I'm not going to be shy and not say it. I've bounced many things off, and we have very long conversations at times. And as everyone knows, he's on here twice a month. And I'm going to give you a little information on Bill. He's a strength historian, a strength athlete, and he's been dedicated to physical culture for over 50 years, teaching the value of strength and physical culture. And he is the owner of the world-famous SuperStrengthTraining.com website. So go out there and give that a visit. Before I bring Bill in, we're going to talk about something I love, and it's really another one of those forgotten movements, and that's called the pullover. So, Bill, welcome to Motivation and Muscle, sir.
Thank you, Eric. I'm honored to be invited.
You're always invited. I know I've missed stuff. Give out anything I've missed, and we'll start the show, please.
All right. My name is Bill Hinburn. You've probably heard of me. I've been writing, publishing, and distributing bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, strength training, etc., books, courses, magazines, publications, etc., through my famous catalog and now website for nearly 50 years. I'm the one that everyone comes to for training information, buying about all the big names, such as Paul Anderson, Harold Ansorg, Mark Berry, Alan Calvert, Anthony DiTillo, Harmon Garner, John Grimmick, George Hackenschmidt, Bob Hoffman, Thomas Inch, George Jowett, Sid Klein, Mazik, Reg Park, Harry Paschal, Bob Peoples, William Pullum, Perry Rader, Arthur Saxon, Bradley Steiner, David P. Willoughby, etc., etc. Go to my website at www.superstrengthtraining.com and be sure to join the tens of thousands of serious Iron Game enthusiasts by signing up for my free daily newsletter, which gives a daily dose of valuable information on strength training, secrets, tips, biographies, inspiration, motivation, education, etc. And for those that like to look through a real touchy-feely type paper catalog, be sure and order my famous 24-page catalog, often affectionately referred to as the weightlifter's wish list. A lot of guys like to leave them laying around the house in a conspicuous place, especially around holidays and birthdays.
Absolutely, man. You got to have those. I've got some even of your old ones that when I was cleaning through my bookcase, I was like, damn. So, I mean, I've been getting them for years, and they're a lot of fun to read. I still like, and you and I have talked about this, you know, as great as everything is to be able to download it and get to it, like, instantaneously, it's still nice just to have something in both of your hands, thumbing through, looking at it, going back and reading it, the whole deal. I don't think you can ever – well, let me put it this way. I hope it never goes away. I love books, anything like that. Bill, the pullover, very interesting lift, a forgotten lift in my opinion. Not that I go to many gyms anymore, but my bet would be you're not going to see this much anymore. And I'm sure the attitude, if they know about it, the first thing they're going to tell you, it's dangerous. But why don't you give everybody out there just a little bit of background, if you would, please, on the pullover.
Certainly. You're exactly right. It's many people train with machines, okay? And there are some machines that have a pullover, a sitting pullover, like, for example, the Nautilus and stuff like that. The original pullover was done on the floor, okay, horizontal, lying down, supine. That's because the benches hadn't been invented yet.
Yep.
And there was no popularity, and benches came about World War II. But the old timers used them. They'd lay on their backs and they'd roll the barbell. It would be over their head, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they would reach over their head, arms stretched, one of two ways. They could do the straight arm, okay, where they would keep the arm straight, or they could do the bent arm, where they would roll the bar closer to their head and elbows bent. And, of course, they would hold the bar palms away. And they used a regular grip, a wide grip, or narrow grip. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is fine. But understand something. A lot of people, it's a dangerous exercise. The exercise police come out and, oh, God, I get it's not an exercise where you use a tremendous amount of weight, although there have been those that have used a tremendous amount of weight, but they've been training for many, many years, okay?
Yeah.
It's not the type of exercise to use a lot of weight, okay?
Yep.
I emphasize this. It's another exercise that people say that is no good for you, hurts you, and what have you, is is the behind the neck press.
Right.
Well, Reg Park could do 300 pounds.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Let's think about this for a minute. Just because he can do 300 pounds or he cared to do that, doesn't mean you can or you should. Okay? It's an exercise. You exercise with a weight that you feel comfortable with. You know, how much weight is enough?
Oh. Well, not only that. You remember Bill, too? I mean, dips. You know, dangerous.
Oh, well, God, I've heard that forever. Not. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on, will you? And it's, look, I learned a long time ago from the guys down the Y, they all used to do pullovers, whether it was a straight arm dumbbell when you're laying across the bench, obviously. At that point, they had already had them. I mean, that was, God, in the late 70s and stuff. The one Y I went to, that one I think I told you about, where the big guys used to beat us up all the time, they had an arsenal of those old school Nautilus machines that were, you know, like the big chain driven ones, and they had a pullover machine. Those guys just get in there and just rack that thing. I think, you know, I'll tell you what really turned me back onto the pullover, and I talk about him all the time, but he's, you know, there's certain people, as in yourself and John McKean and people of that nature that I read about, I respect, and I learn from. And I remember he ran an article, and that's when his son Robbie was very involved training with him in all the articles. And they, and I got to believe at that point, John had to be in his 50s, maybe late 40s, early 50s at that era in the 90s. And, you know, it was something like you can teach an old dog new tricks. And they did. It wasn't very heavy, like you said, and especially with a straight arm, you got to be careful with your shoulders with that stuff. He and Rob went on a program with straight arm pullovers, and he always looked like a guy that had a big rib cage anyways. I think he said he put like 2 inches around. Now, you know, this isn't a 19-year-old kid. So obviously when done correctly and done, you know, whether it's weekly or every 10 days or whatever you follow him with or every day, you can make tremendous gains, correct?
Yes. You know, it's an exercise that complements or what I like to, what I often refer to it, it's an auxiliary exercise, for example, that's done many times after the squat for guys that work out with barbells, okay?
Yep.
Because when you're squatting with a heavy weight across your shoulders, for example, of course, that's not the only way to squat, but I'll just give that an example. You're compressing your spine, and you're pushing down, and you're hunched over, okay?
Yep.
This exercise done afterwards, or superset, a lot of guys will superset, it will straighten out your spine. It will also expand your chest. You can feel it, okay? Deep breathing squats, for example. When you're doing deep breathing squats, say 20 reps or more, okay, which is extremely popular back in the 30s. Mark Berry advocated that. So did Joseph Curtis Heiss, John Gremick, Boone, Charles, I think his name was Charles Boone.
Charles Boone,
okay. Okay, he was another one, okay.
Now, Bill, I'm not trying to cut you off, but I also want people to know you have – the material, if somebody wanted to be introduced to the pullover, whether it's the Mark Berry courses, or you've got all that, right, if they wanted to contact you?
Oh, absolutely. I've got books by Mark Berry. Anthony DiTillo talks about it. York Barbell, the York Barbell courses.
Okay, good.
All of it.
Well, you know something? You and I have gotten into this before. I don't think we've ever done a show on the bent row, but that's something we'll have to talk about down the road. One thing is, and this is what I have such disagreement with lifting with people right now, is this. Anything that most people aren't good at, there's always going to be a problem with it. Now, the bent row, superior movement, especially if you're a stone lifter, okay? There's always some BS about that. The dip. the pullover. Obviously, you know, press behind the neck. Now, look, when people get hurt, sometimes freaky things do happen. But let's be honest with people. The reason why you're getting hurt is because you're doing things incorrectly. All right? And nobody ever wants to take ownership of that. And this is why I wanted to do this so bad today. It's because this is a vital, exceptional movement that will build mounds of muscle. Did you like that? Mounds of muscle, huh? That's a good one.
Mighty mounds of muscle, yeah.
But the thing is, you know, the nice thing I like about doing these shows with you is you've been in the thick of this stuff. You know, I can tell you what I've done, but you've been in the thick of the athletes that have done. You know, we're talking about – I don't know if you and I hit upon this stuff too, and I don't want to get too off, but you got me really fired up right now. You know, you think about like Grimmick, you know, they talk about the power rack and the old York guys and all that stuff. And I remember reading an article – and Grimmick was talking about doing lockouts overhead, okay? You know, doing a straight barbell push, you know, overhead. And I remember him saying, and it's always stuck in my head, and I want to say he did 900, maybe he did more, but he's like, it was something like to the fact of ways to improve your pressing power. And I was like, how goddamn simple is that? How true it is, and how basic is it to go and push big pieces of metal off rods, being this. I mean, taking the steps you need to do it, building the body around it, or you building that around your body and doing it. And it just, it blows me out to think that things that are so beneficial, so strength-oriented, and you could turn that into endurance, too, if you want with those things, are just so, they're left at the side of the road. And it's the same way with the pullover. Now, well, In your era, obviously, and what you've seen over the years, is it if they're going to do a pullover and it's not some type of machine, which I'm sure they're very hard to find now, would it be mainly the dumbbell with you laying across the bench and doing the pullover like that, or at this point, are we at the critical mass where there's not many people doing it?
Well, there's a variety of different ways you could do a pullover, okay? Lying on the floor.
Yep.
Straight arms, keep the arms straight. You're going to pick up the weight, could be a barbell,
yep.
Could be two dumbbells, could be one dumbbell, two kettlebells, one kettlebell, an easy curl bar, okay?
Yep.
Don't be afraid to improvise, okay?
Yep.
Odd objects, it could be a bag of sand, it could be a cement ball. The only thing you have to be careful of, you don't drop it on your head.
Exactly.
Okay? No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, that.
No, I am.
This is the thing you're passing over, and there's no, you know, you don't have any
safety hooks.
No safety hooks or anything. Okay?
Yeah.
Because
it's
the nature of the exercise. Okay? Now, you could do that way. You could do this, like I said, the straight arm or the bent arm.
Yep.
Okay? This was the way it was done prior to the supine press with a bench.
Yep.
World War II came along. Okay. Now, with a bench, you have several more options. And incidentally, what I just explained, you can do wide grip.
Yep.
You can do regular grip or narrow grip.
Yep.
Now, with a bench, you can lie on the bench in the normal position, parallel with the bench, okay?
Yep.
And you can reach down, pick up the bell, whatever it may be. Again, it could be a barbell, dumbbells, kettlebell, easy curl, whatever. Whatever the weight is, the resistance. And you can do the straight arm, or you can do the bent arm. Now, that's parallel on the bench.
Yep.
Now, you can do perpendicular on the bench. Your shoulders, okay? Usually between your, you know, right around the shoulder blade area. Again, a lot of guys prefer that. Feet on the floor, knees bent, reach down, and pick up the resistance, okay? Whatever it may be. Now, if you don't have a bench, again, go back to lying on the floor. I recommend and I've done it, a pillow between your shoulder blades.
I never heard of that before.
Yes, try it. A heavy pillow. Okay. Could be a bag of sand or a heavy pillow. Okay. Another way is, and a lot of guys train in their bedroom. You're laughing. I did when I was a kid. Not for very long, believe me. The first time that dumbbell hit the floor, my mother came running and said, "We're not going to have that." Now, you can lie on the bed with your head hanging over the edge of your bed. I recommend having somebody hold your feet.
Lie on your thighs or whatever because
it's very easy for that weight to pull you over on the floor. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, getting back to World War II, there was a time on the West Coast, someone, and I can't remember who it was. Man, I hate that. Someone invented the moon bench.
I remember seeing pictures of those.
And it's curved, it's curved, and you lie on it, and you're almost doing like a back bend. Okay.
Yep.
Now, like I said earlier, the pullover was usually done after the squat. Okay. Grimmick did it, like that. And it was also supersetted. This because of the belief that the deep breathing during pullovers would help to expand the rib cage.
Yep.
And there are very few exercises that you'll get to breathe deeper than squats. Squats
Correct.
Will get you, because it the huge muscle groups, and especially after about the fifth rep, you're starting to get interested. And then the 10th rep, and after the 15th, it's really got your attention and you're cranking it out. And then at the end, after 20 or whatever you do, you are spent. It's all you can do to set the weight down. I recommend a power rack when you're doing heavy exercises with a barbell. Okay.
Yep.
It gives you more confidence. You don't have to have in the back of your mind, is this mother going to fall on me,
Right.
And again, a lot of times they're supersetted. Now, it's important, and I plead with anybody who is listening, if you have never done this exercise, start out with a light weight. What does that mean? You start out with an empty bar.
Mm-hmm.
If the empty bar makes you feel uncomfortable, grab a barbell plate. I don't care if it's a 5-pound plate.
Exactly.
That's how you start out. You get your muscles stretching. You don't want to pull any muscles because you pull a muscle, it's an injury. It sets you back. You don't want to take one step forward and get knocked back three. You don't want to do that. Start out with a light, get adjusted. You're going to get a feel. You're going to feel the stretch. And your serratus and your lats and your triceps and what have you, and start doing that. When the uncomfortable feeling or the soreness goes away, add weight ever so slightly, because this is an exercise. The stretching, I consider it a stretching exercise, which compensates for the unnatural position of squatting with a tremendous weight on your shoulders. It does widen the lats. It works on the serratus muscles. It will develop a thick upper chest development. It will expand your rib cage. Expanding the rib cage is important. It will improve your posture. What could be better than that? Okay. It will help you, stand upright. People that are on their feet all day and get fatigued, they work long hours, 8 and 12 hour shifts, you'll notice they start to get stooped. This will stretch them out. Hanging, another good exercise to go with this, is simply hanging on a bar, on a chin-up bar. Hang there. Hang there. Feel that stretch.
You want to feel like those biceps, like your head's right against your biceps. I've been doing a lot of research, with the shoulder baloney. And it's an old school style of thing, but more and more people are coming around to it where, you know, you can initially stand flat-footed and hang, okay, from a bar or whatever you want to do. And then gradually, as you get that area stronger, you're going to want to step off a bench or whatever, hang. You know, the rule of thumb is usually a minute when you before you train and a minute after. Obviously, if you get in any trouble, you can just step back on the bench and release and go. But another thing to that too, Bill, and I've done it, and it is an awesome, awesome two-movement shot. But you got to be very careful with the weight you're using because they're tremendously hard on the shoulder girdle. Is one of our favorite guys, J.C. Heist, with a Heist shrug, supersetted with a light straight arm pullover. I'm telling you right now, if you did this in some light squats, and I'm talking, or maybe mid-range squats, whether they're dead stop or, I don't say do breathing with the other two things because you want to really breathe with the two movements I just spoke about. Stay with singles and go and just massacre the biggest squats you can. And eat as you feel. Don't shove food down your throat for the sake of it. I could tell you pinpoint that if you do it correctly like that, train it a minimum of 2 days a week, and you could maybe go more. I would train all three movements together. I would do something like the Heist shrug, because that's going to warm the squat up, and if you really overload it, your spine's going to be ready. Go right into your squatting, and then finish you off with some light pullovers. I'm telling you right now, you'll put 10 pounds on your body in a month if you do that, and it won't be belly fat either. You might get a little, but so what? Didn't mean to cut you off, but you got my. It's like the hamster wheel right now is rolling, man. See what you do, man?
Yeah,
see,
you're
a good influence on me. You don't get me to want to go out and break things yet. I told Bill before we came on, because Bill and I like to push buttons if we can on each other, and I was telling him Sunday I'm going to make as the Fiorello family called it. I'm talking the grandpas, the grandmas, the uncles, the aunts. They never called it sauce. It was gravy. And literally they poured it out of something you would put gravy into, you know, the with the pour spout. So I was telling them I'm going to make gravy. We don't call it pasta. It's called spaghetti or macaroni and some meatballs and sausage and all that. I said, Bill, if you live close to me, I'd invite you and your wife over and we'd have a hell of a meal Sunday. And maybe we'd even have some Peroni, even though it tastes like – I won't say the word because we know we got kids listening, but it's it's watered down. So you know what I mean? You know, that's what's going through my head. But that – you know, just think, Bill and I could go out and do a light workout together, you know, go in, shoot the shit, have the dinner, have the Peroni, have some good discussion on lifting. We could probably talk a year and a day with that, and then he'd go home and sleep, and so would I. But go ahead. I know that was just mischief thinking right there. But I think that you know, when you team things up together and you take some, you know, Bill, like I've got a pullover bench too here, and that is really good because of the way you're set. You know, obviously you're like on a decline. And, you know, I normally use a curling bar with that. And I know you had gotten into a lot of when you sent out your daily email to everybody. I remember you did, I believe, a couple in a row on the curling bar, you know, the history of it and all that. I like using the curling bar for a few reasons. I don't feel like I get as much fatigue with it. And if I'm going to pull over like that, I do that. And I always do a press with it. A lot of people don't, but I'll tell you, pumps the living crap out of you. But my favorite out of all of them is the straight arm pullover. That's just my thing. I also have here, I've told people, I have some old Nautilus machines here because I do feel that if used properly. Now, I've read even some of the top authors saying they damage their shoulders on a Nautilus pullover. You know, and people say to me, you think that's what happened to you? I said, I didn't use it enough to do that. But I always felt that was a good machine. But go ahead. Tell me, I mean, what you know, obviously continue, but I don't know if you thought about that or did anything with it, but I know you can tell me. What was your thought with Arthur Jones, is, you know, machines, and especially the pullover machine, which to the day, if you ask anybody what their favorite machine, it's usually that. So take it away.
Well, yeah, I have to agree that I've talked to several people. What is several? More than three, okay?
Yeah.
That have injured themselves on an Alice machine.
Okay.
However, right. I have talked to people that have injured their biceps doing curls with a barbell.
Yeah. Yep.
I have talked to people that have injured themselves doing squats.
Yep.
Name the exercise. One exercise that we haven't mentioned is a good morning exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping the back flat. Now, the whole thing, and I feel that that's a very good example. The amount of weight you are using, okay?
Yep.
It's like the guy that can bend over and touch his toes. I can touch my toes, my fingers to my toes. There was a time that I could put my palms on the floor, okay?
Yep, yep.
There are a number of different exercises. Grimmick, for example, could stand on a platform, he could reach down and go beyond the platform, wooden platform, and grab the.
Well, Bill, you know, we were talking about John Grimmick and, you know, the spine, and obviously we're talking about pullovers here. And I remember you started saying that, you know, he could stand stiff-legged on a platform and still touch the platform with his hand. So what do you feel? I mean, Grimmick obviously was a freak of nature, and the guy was just a training genius, I would call. What was it? I mean, was it that he was just so flexible through the spine he could do that? Or how would you explain that to everybody out there?
Well, consider the fact, number one, he was very athletic, okay?
Yeah.
He could
yep.
do ballroom dancing with his wife until advanced years, okay? He loved to dance, okay?
Yep.
The Mr. America contest, 1940, he ran down. When it was his turn to pose, he ran down from the back of the audience, leaped, did a somersault onto the stage into a perfect splits. And everybody knew right then and there. The crowd went bonkers. They knew who was winning. Every contestant, they just shook their head. You know, he was that fantastic. He was also very good at muscle control. He started training at a young age, probably around 16 years old, if that. Older brother had the weights. George Grimmick had the weights, and that's what. And he was a lifelong lifter, and he lifted with the basic exercises. He had a copy of Super Strength by Alan Calvert on his desk the whole time he worked for York.
And I've been reading that for the last 3 days, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm. It's an excellent book.
Oh, exceptional.
And Mark Berry is also, and George Yao, those three catapulted weightlifting with barbells, okay, and dumbbells and kettlebells, okay?
Yep.
And Grimmick did very basic movements, and he would tell people, I don't like arm work.
Yep.
I am a product of pressing and squatting and deadlifting movements.
Yep.
Leg movies. Basic compound exercises is what he did. Yes, he did other exercises occasionally, but he always used those exercises. Many times he would train doing one set. Okay. Because back then there was no multiple sets. Okay. Back before the 40s. Okay. They're a product from the 20s and the 30s. There were no benches. Okay. You had a set of weights. You had a barbell. You had one or two adjustable plate loading dumbbells. Many times a kettlebell, adjustable plate loading kettlebell, what have you, from the Milo, barbell company.
Sure.
This is what they used. It was it. Very simple. Very humble. Very you know, there was nothing complicated about it. You trained two or three times a week, every other day.
Yep.
It's just how it was. They didn't overthink it. You know, today you've got all these, bar graphs and pie charts, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just not necessary, but that's essentially how he trained. Reg Park, same way.
Yeah.
Okay. He started out training an unheated garage with a friend of his. He light candles, wore three sweatsuits to stay warm. And again, all they had was a couple of dumbbells and a barbell with the plates, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, Bill, they made the most of what they had. And whether they're a little bit smart or what, I don't know. I would have to give them that, because training today, there's just so much stupidity in it. And I just think a lot of stuff with training now, the more and more I see and everybody's selling this and that, it's just a money scheme, a lot of it. The problem is with people that I've met now, we're going to be doing some training with Dennis, that guy that lost all the weight here 2 years ago. He wants to get in shape in a different way for endurance, and we're going to be starting some major stuff here Saturday here. We're going to go 6 weeks with it, see what we do with him, but we're going to be doing some very interesting stuff here. Nothing that nobody's ever seen, but the way I'm going to put it together, and we're going to see what happens with him, because he wants to lean down a little more again. But we're going to do it in a different light than we did when we had to knock 43 pounds off him. So the point I'm trying to get to is this: with Grimmick and the guys before all of us that seem to set the tone for a lot of what we know today, I'll say it again, and people are probably sick of hearing it, but too bad. It's like this. When you're left in a circumstance where, you know, they're not living in a controlled gym, they're not, you know, they've got to go out and train in weather, they've got limited equipment, but yet they've got more heart than most people do out there. And that's a big key to everything, because, hey, you know how many things I've stumbled on that, you know, I was telling everybody, and I'll make this quick, you know, even with pressing the barrels, I'm looking at them and I said, why can't I do that? Let's see how that feels on the shoulder. It feels fabulous. And doing that back and forth with the press and the power rack with the dumbbell. And I think to myself, why didn't I think of this 2 years ago? Well, you know what? Sometimes you just sit and look at something and pop right into your head. And I think the pullover for the money, man, is a real bankable movement where you can do so many things with it. You know, like you can do the high rep squats, as in Mark Berry. You know, the combination I've done before, Heist Shrug. I think you and I did a show on JC Heist, too. I'll have to look that up. If not, we'll have to do it. Phenomenal lifter. And this was a guy that worked his ass off. He wasn't some guy that did a very light job regardless and went and lifted in the weight room. This guy was working in, like, coal mines, man. Traveled all over the world by foot, pretty much, a lot of it. I mean, amazing. And you know what the thing I liked about most about those guys? Even like, you know, we talked about Pudgy Stockton and stuff like that back then. They were characters. They weren't, you know, they weren't these boring, you know, okay, well, you do this, and this, and that's it. Now, they were people that really had, they were like contagious to me. It was like, you wanted to meet these people, you know. Now I can't ever meet them, obviously, but when I read something I get from Bill, I love just sitting there, because you can put yourself right in the middle of that. And you know something? That influences you to come up with ideas. So, Bill, take it away. Summarize anything you need to do. Take your time. Give out all your information. I'll give mine. If you'd hang on the line, please, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. My name is Bill Hinburn. I've been writing, publishing, and distributing bodybuilding, weightlifting, powerlifting, strength training books, courses, magazines for nearly 50 years. Advertising through my famous catalog, and then when the internet came along with a website. Big names like Paul Anderson, Harold Engsorg, Mark Berry, Alan Calvert, John Grimmick, Reg Park, Bob Peoples, Brad Steiner, you get the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Go to my
website,
www.superstrengthtraining.com. Be sure to sign up for my daily newsletter.
Which is awesome. This is what I want to ask you for the listeners out there, for the family. What would you say would be three good books to get you into whether we're going to match up the Mark Berry style with a pullover. What would you suggest for someone who wants to learn about this or get into it? What would you suggest as far as what you carry?
I would suggest books by Mark Berry. I carry two of his best, and that is Physical Training Simplified, and of course the famous Mark Berry barbell courses. There's three courses, big wall charts, John Grimmick doing the exercises. There's no bench involved. These were these were written. Both of these books are written before the bench was introduced to weight training. Another one is the York barbell courses. That's an excellent one. And of course, the Reg Park course. His famous Mr. Universe course. Those I feel would be the very best to get you introduced to the way it was to train with barbells, dumbbells exclusively. All you need is one set, say a 110-pound set of adjustable plate-loading barbells and dumbbells. That's it. That's all you need. You need nothing else. That's for the guy who has the Spartan existence. In fact, many of the exercises can be done without the bar, the long bar. So that means you're versatile. You can throw them in the back of your car if you're traveling, on vacation, what have you. It's a great way to train, and you get tremendous results.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's you know the whole thing with weightlifting, in my opinion, and I think it's always been too many people invest in too many things and end up dropping out of the game.
Well,
and
there's a reason for that, and we could do a show on that. The one word, and I'll leave you with this, is variety. People get bored, things go out of vogue, and then they come back. You know, it's just like sit-ups. The sit-ups go out of vogue, and then suddenly, wow, sit-ups are back. You know, or eggs, for example, nutrition. You know, eggs were a bad old putty tat for a long time. You know, now eggs are okay. I guess you can eat them again.
Oh, yeah. What's this? Butter, too.
Yeah, butter. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. My God, there was a scourge. You know, you didn't eat butter. You had oleo. Now they come to find and would like you to believe that margarine is no good for you. But butter.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So believe what you want. But the most important thing is walk slow, drink plenty of water, and don't talk too fast.
And when you hear lightning, hide real quick.
That's right. I don't know.
All right, this is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Also, too, we're going to go into the Bull Moose Bar. That's out on atomicathletic.com. Check that out. Like I said, I've got one here. It's a very impressive bar. I wouldn't endorse anything and have someone sell it to anyone. It's a finely made bar, and I really like it. It was $329. It's on sale for $269, and it's good to June 13th. Tell Roger Motivation Muscle sent you. I'm not getting a penny for it. The length is 84 7/16, and the weight is 58 pounds. If I knew about this before and I had the chance to use one, we would have put that in for one of our contests that we run every month. But I think we're going to do something else. I'm trying to talk to him about doing a big circus dumbbell. So we're going to keep up on that. Go out to AtomicAthletic.com and tell Roger we sent you. Also, too, Athlete's Choice by Steven Santangelo, who's on here every month. Go out to Primal Creations at AOL.com. Facebook, STEPHEN, period. SANTANGELO, period, 75. Go out. I know it's Miracle Minerals. I don't know if they still are, but they were 50% off. That's what I was telling everybody. I loaded my garden up with it. I've never seen my plants so big. I planted it a week from last Sunday. And it's amazing what's happened already. And we've had a ton of rain, and it looks like we're going to get more because there's just been one cold front coming through here after another. Also, Fiorella Barbell Co., top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Go out, check that out, download. It's a free ebook. All I can tell you is think about what you got to do. You know, that's what Bill and I were talking about. You know, go out and do it. Look at Grimmick and those guys. They had nothing. Now, you want to go look at a physique? Go look at that. Tell me if that isn't like one of the biggest things you've ever seen. This guy, like so many of them back then, they were just phenomenal, man, and they were athletic too. That's the big thing. It's one thing to be big and strong, but can you bend over and tie your shoes? Could you do a handstand? Could you run up a flight of stairs in a building, burning building, and get somebody out of there without dropping dead halfway on the way up? It's very important. Also, too, on FiorellaBarbellCo.com, Strength Times Power Equals Success, the Winner's Circle. Those are my two biggest products to date, but I'll tell you right now, they will get you where you want to go. And I was just saying on here, Dennis is going to be starting here for at least 6 weeks, starting Saturday, and we're going to show you some pictures of him. Wait till you see what we're going to do with his body. It's going to be very interesting, and it's not going to be a lot of movements over here, but they're going to be very direct, and I'm sure I'm going to have him down on his knees wishing he didn't come over, because we're going to go top banana starting Sunday or Saturday morning. There is no break in. He'll be over here with Alex, so we're going to have a full crew now Saturday morning for that hour, probably about that hour, 10 minutes. So check that out. Also, too, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Everybody has. I thank you for that. If you'd like Bill and I to do a specific show, FiorellaBarbell@NICAP.R.com. I'll leave you with these 5 things. And something I want to tell everybody, Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who's on here every month, he's a great friend of the show, and he's been very, very good to me, and we've worked on a lot of projects. A year this time ago, he couldn't dead stop squat 150 pounds. Within 2 weeks, he's going for 302.5. Think about that build in a year. And we are going to be doing a project together. And for the guys and gals that are intimidated by a Bud Jeffries or myself doing thousands of pounds or whatever, well, are we going to have a program for you? And be on the lookout, you know, probably around midsummer, we'd like to have it out. So that's either going to be an ebook form or it's going to be just a small chargeable. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to have all the video, the access to it, and everything else. So stay tuned for that. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, never be afraid to give them, you know, inspirational words. Help them out if you're locally. That's what it's all about, offering solutions and give back. I'm telling you, when you give back, it's one of the greatest feelings you'll ever have. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Also, too, if you're going to go out and lift, crush it, bend it, press it, pull it, shrug it, whatever you want to do. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow it for anybody. And anything I write about now, it's dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. When you dominate it, you destroy it. When you obliterate it, you reach your goal. And man, maybe you have an off night. We'll put the biggest dent you can in it because you know you're coming back the next night and you're going to win. Think about those 3 words. They're vitally important. As I always say, no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who will be on here this Saturday with me, and we are going to do a show on the beginning of power rack training, because when he first listened to this show, that's what influenced him to do what he's doing now, and he's starting to move iron like crazy. So that was his idea. We're going to do that. But as he says, when I listen to your show, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of the speakers. As I said, what a great compliment, and we'll say that 30 years from now, too. Bill Hinburn, awesome show. Thanks for being on, sir.
Thank you very kindly. I'm glad to be on.
And we love you on, man. You're like the anchor to the ship here now. That's why I'm going to call you the anchor now. We love having you on here. Obviously, the family loves listening to you because they love to download you, and I couldn't be happier than that. But before we sign off, I want to tell everybody, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 of your friends, because I guarantee you, we're coming after you, man. We're going to get you all here in our family. So for Bill Hinburn, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. Bill will be on in 2 weeks, and I'm sure we'll have another potent killer show. Go out and do something special. I think that's what it's all about. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and have a great week. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.